Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 8th. The grains closed the mix with May corn up a penny and a half at 547, May wheat down 6.5 cents at 646.5, and May beans up 3 3/4 at 1433 3/4. The corn was able to rally 10 cents off the early lows. The wheat closed about 7 cents off the lows. Beans only 2 cents off the lows. They probably acted the weakest late of all the commodities. Bean oil finished about 80 ticks off its highs. The meal was just off its lows. So kind of a mixed day in here. I don't know that it means a whole lot. I would say that December corn put in a double top high close, which may be significant one way or the other. If we close it lower tomorrow, then maybe the market's in a little bit of trouble out here. But overall, it's all about the Argentinian weather. That's what's holding this thing up. We didn't see any evidence of any Chinese buying in here. I think that's what helped break the corn market. The corn broke almost 20 cents off of last night's highs. The beans broke the better part of 28 cents, 29 cents off last night's highs. So, you know, we just don't see any great exports out here. The export inspections were 482 on the wheat, 1.55 on the corn, and 587 on the beans. I think the beans were probably the worst number and why we probably came under a lot of pressure late. We see Brazil is, moving their harvest, not rapidly, but it's getting done. So, you know, one of the things that the bulls are just starting to talk about now is the inflation, which we've been mentioning here for the last couple of weeks. But barge rates, freight rates are going through the roof out here. So that should add to some of the problems. We passed the COVID bill. I think that's inflationary long run. So that may help prop up some of the grain prices out here. Really don't see much else. The dollar was strong, up another 34 ticks. The Brazilian real is cheap out here, so that certainly entices the Chinese to start looking at Brazil as much as they can. So, you know, we've got the report tomorrow. Unless there's a major surprise, if we come in under or close to 110 on the bean carryout, that would probably be friendly. But at these prices, you know, we're not at a 60 million carryout or a 90 million carryout, I hope. And with $14.50 beans out here, we may have gone as high as we're going to go for a while. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.